That's your chapter 3, Mishnah 8. Ein oisin chalal tachas rishus harabim. You're not allowed to make a cavity underneath the public domain. So you can't dig underneath the public domain road and make a cavity there. Boris shichinu maros. And what kind of cavity would be, for example, a cistern, a ditch, or a cave? And why? Because what are you worried about? Worried about that eventually the whole thing will weaken, you know, as over time, and it'll cave in. Rabbi Lezer Matir, he allows it, Kadesh Yita Agla Mahaleches Tu'una Avanim, if you make it in such a way that it's strong enough to carry a wagon carrying stones. That's like the heaviest load that would pass safely on top of it, and if that kind of load could pass safely on top of it, so Rabbi Eliezer would allow you to do that. But the Chachomim don't. They're worried that over time, you know, eventually the thing's going to get loose and then it's going to collapse in. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to make a projection or a balcony into the public domain. So off your house, you can't have something projecting into the public domain because you're worried that people might come and be injured by it. You know, like the guy's walking and he's not watching where he's going. Next thing, conk. Yeah, definitely.
7 foot tall.
Right. What you need to do, if you want to build another room, so you should go back into your thing and then build the projection so it's not sticking out into the public domain. You like withdraw into your own property. If you buy a house and there are already projections or balconies onto it, then it retains its chazoka. Since it's been there, we assume that when they originally built it, you know, it was built within his property and that the thoroughfare was broadened later, but that it is an allowable kind of structure. And therefore, if you buy a house like that, there's assumption that you don't have to, that is